This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two fatal spaceflight disasters influenced NASA's thinking on how the Starliner astronauts should return home. Of course, the NASA astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore, who launched into the International Space Station aboard Boeing's Starliner spacecraft on June 5th, will now return to Earth no earlier than February 2025 aboard SpaceX Dragon's capsule, rather than journey home on Starliner. First crewed Starliner flight was initially billed as an 8-day mission, but its stay in orbit has been extended numerous times due to concerns surrounding the spacecraft's thrusters. The eventual decision to send Williams and Wilmore home on SpaceX Crew 9 mission, which NASA announced over the weekend, was informed by lessons from the agency's two space shuttle disasters. When asked if the Challenger and Columbia accidents influenced his personal decisions, NASA Administrator Bill Nielsen had confirmed that it was indeed part of the case. It said it affected the decision today by the collective group and all of those that participated in the flight test readiness review.
Have you got Clayton on?
Yeah, Clayton Anderson on the hotline right now.
Did I do that to your...
It was flawless.
Nikki was very upset, wanted to make sure we made this transition. Wanted to make sure we made this transition very well.
Talk to the legend that is Clayton.
Should I do it now? Isn't that...
If that works for you.
No.
Now is great.
Born February 23rd in Omaha and raised in Ashland, Nebraska, our next guest is a graduate of both Hastings College and Iowa State University, who was selected as an astronaut candidate by NASA in 1998, serving for 15 years, spending 166 days in space, going on six EVAs, as well as serving on the Aquarius Underwater Laboratory. And today, he's here to talk about the ill-fated flight of the Boeing Starliner and its two astronauts who are stuck aboard the International Space Station until this February. Please welcome astronaut and friend of the show, Clayton Anderson.
Hey, Clayton, welcome back, man. How are you, brother?
I'm good. How are you guys? That was a great segue. I love the introduction. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Listen, you're our go-to guy. You are our connection because we've been watching this, you know, with these astronauts that have been up there. And I mean, who knew? I've never heard of this ever happening before. Nobody going for 8 days that suddenly that's going to turn into, you know, 6 months. I mean, it's unheard of, isn't it?
Not necessarily unheard of, and if I'm your go-to, you need to raise your standards. But the situation here is that sometimes unknown things happen,
sure,
and you have to deal with them. And we've had some similar experiences before where a crew had to stay a little longer, but nothing like this where you had a contractor called Boeing involved with another contractor called SpaceX and, you know, a ship that, to some, was not able to bring them home. So it's a little more dramatic, I guess.
Yeah.
But those are the things you have to deal with, right? If you're living in space and something happens, that's why you have a ground control team. That's why you have a crew. That's why you have to get together and figure out how much you know, what you don't know, whether you can learn more, that allow you to make the safe, smart decision.
Right.
The focus will always be on the safety of the crew first and the safety of the vehicle second.
And, you know, because we only know what we get from the media, right? But we watched the Boeing, right. the Boeing spacecraft, you know, had some false starts. They had to really make sure it was safe. And it was, there was a lot of canceled situations going on. So people were watching it anyway. It took off. Glad to see that happen. So then Butch and Sonny get there and they get there safely. But then there's some problems going on there. 8 days you planned for those guys, like as an astronaut. And I've kind of gone back and forth thinking, are they super happy that they're getting all this incredible time on the International Space Station? Or are they like, okay, that was fun, I'm ready to go home to my life now? Because 85 days, that's when you're not trained and your head's not right for that. It's got to be hard to change that outlook and that view.
Yeah, you said it pretty well. And I can only talk about my personal experience, you know, and my personal family relationships and those sorts of things. The first 8 days and then the 2 months, I think they were pretty happy, right? They were back in space. They were playing in zero G, looking out the window, eating space food,
sure.
having fun with their friends, contributing to the mission of NASA. Everything was good. And it's okay to stay a couple months in space. I think the hard part, and this is from Clay's perspective, is if somebody then came to me and said, hey, we're talking about not bringing you home, we're talking about you guys having to stay till February, and then they made the decision, I would have been angry. But
sure.
that anger would subside, right? You have to deal with that, and
That's
it's okay
right.
to be angry. It's okay to say, God dang it, I was hoping to be home for Christmas or whatever the heck it is.
Yeah, birthdays, but, anniversaries, sure.
Yes, but now they have to change their focus. They have to come to grips with reality, which they will. I mean, that's what we're trained and expected to do. And mission success will become their focus, not going home. And when I lived for 5 months on the space station, I didn't even think about going home until the Space Shuttle Discovery had fully launched, it made it to orbit, and was on its way to the space station to dock. That's when I got excited about coming home, because you can't, if you think about it too early, and then something like this happens, there's a mental block that you have to get through. And for some people, that's tough. But I wrote an article the other day that basically I said, but the ones that get by that are the successful astronauts. And that's what's
that's
important.
Right. That's well, and I always think, first of all, you think, okay, when they told them, they've already been here much longer than they thought they were. And then those guys went, okay, September, October, November, December, January, February, we're talking
yeah.
like 5-6 months ahead. But tell me this, because I wondered about this as well. You're looking at those spaceports, and you're looking at the beautiful blue globe that is the Earth. And then that sadness, though, of being so far away. Did you ever find that you were more homesick because of the extreme distance? I mean, nobody's ever been further away, right? Like, I mean, I guess, you know, Neil and some of the guys who've been around the moon. But it's you think about how far away you are from your family. Does it make it emotionally worse for those guys?
Well, I don't think it does really here, because you're not that far away. You're only a phone call away. We have a phone call where I could call my wife every day, and actually it bugged her that I did call her every day. But and you could have a video conference with your family on the weekends. And
okay.
so those were the things that kept me close to my family and friends. But now imagine that they're on their way to Mars and there's a 20-minute delay in any communication, and you're 3 weeks away from Earth and you can't even see the Earth anymore.
Yeah.
Right? It's just
right.
It's just a little dot. Now it becomes way more significant, at least in my mind.
Sure.
Mentally, and how you deal with that, right? So that's the biggest problem I see with future trips to Mars, is how do we deal with that psychological aspect of being away from Earth, not being able to see it well, being out in the middle of space instead of going around the Earth and say, hey, look, there are the pyramids. Oh, hey, there's the Atlantic Ocean. Look at the iceberg, right? You always have things you can change your mindset with by virtue of the fact that you are close to the Earth. You can see your home and where your family lives. That was a big thing to me, and I could put my face against the window and have the sunrise and feel the warmth of the sun as it hit my face. those things took me back to my backyard. Those things took me back to familiarity, and they helped me mentally. But I'm a weakling, so, you know.
My ass. Maybe I'm different. Okay. If you're just joining the show, Clayton Anderson, one of the great retired NASA astronaut, became an astronaut in 98, 166 days, 21 hours, 10 minutes in space, 40 hours outside doing six different EVAs. You're a hell of a weakling. I will tell you that. You are. You really are. Would you see these guys? Now, I know that when they sent you up, Clayton, and you were there, you know, almost all of your time is accounted for, right? Like, they have it planned out. When you're there every day, this is when you're going to wake up. This is when you're going to lay down. You have business to attend to. What happens? Do they just have to manufacture busy work? And they go, well, listen, we can pick up this extra slack. We wanted to know about this. What are those guys doing up there now?
Yeah, that's another good question. When I was up there, there were times when I got bored. I know my Russian buddies were very bored because they had completed pretty much their whole 6 month increment worth of work. So they were looking for stuff to do. For me, being the only American up there, it was a little better for me because I had lots that I could be doing. But if you get efficient and you figure stuff out quickly, I had a lot of free time that I needed to do something with. And a lot of times we go to the window and we take photographs. A lot of times we'd have long coffee breaks in the morning and the afternoon, right? We didn't have to be in a hurry to get stuff done, but they do schedule your day out pretty well. You want to make sure you always do your exercise. And there are so many people up there now, though, they got a lot of different hands, and I don't know that there's enough work to go around for all those different hands, but I could be wrong.
Do they have to change the amount of food that they were planning on, or do they have to bring more? Is there another flight that's going to bring more nutrition? How do you offload all even the human waste or the amount of water to clean yourself? You're talking about how many different showers over the course of 6 or 7 months?
Yeah, the resupply process is not affected by any of this. So the ships that bring supplies are all functioning. They're all, the process is good. Elon and his SpaceX brings up stuff. The Progress and the Russians bring up stuff. There are other countries that shoot. I think Northrop Grumman sends stuff. So that process to bring food, to bring water, to bring oxygen, to bring clothing, underwear, and those things, that's all good. Yep. So I don't believe that's a concern of anybody. And what they'll do is they'll go say, okay, what size are Sonny's britches? What size are Butch's britches? We got to add some clothes for them. And they'll have all that ready to go.
Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about this. I know there's competition. You know, Boeing is doing their best to get into that world. Obviously, Elon Musk has made some incredible, you know, strides. And he was the dark horse, man, but he has really done some amazing things. And
yep.
How hard is it for those guys? Like, because you know, Elon was like, oh, if you need me to handle this for you, Boeing, I got it. You know what I mean? Because it's just, holy cow, that's a lot. And it's got to make those Boeing guys crazy that they're going to get a ride home. Not the astronauts necessarily, but the creators of that craft. Like, golly, man, that is some egg. That really is. That's something on your face.
Yeah, there is competition. You know, as an engineer before I became an astronaut, I understood that competition between back then, the big dogs were Boeing and McDonnell Douglas as we were trying to build the space station. There was lots of competition. And that's a concern, and it should be a concern for everybody. That's why I was an advocate. I believed that the Starliner was safe enough with two test pilots to bring it home, and everything would have been fine. But they didn't ask me. They erred on the side of caution and safety and history, and that's all okay. That's what they're paid to do. So the competition part, though, and the fact that Boeing, you know, holy cow, it is a little embarrassing, and it will be difficult for them to overcome. The thing they have in their back pocket is that NASA needs two suppliers of humans to space. So they need SpaceX and they need Starliner to be working and functional so that they have options for things exactly like this, right? This is exactly the scenario that shows you that you need two providers to get crew to space.
And you can overcome delay before death. You know, that's
absolutely,
that is, I mean, it is true. And you have much greater insight, Clayton, as to what's going on with that Starliner than anybody else. Like us, we just get what we think we hear, what we think we read, or somebody else decided to feed us. So, you know, you can never, I could never tell. I'm like, how bad is this? Is this spacecraft? Like, is it really dangerous? And if it's that bad, what would the astronauts do? Could you, I mean, I assume you could say, although I feel like it would end your career if you were to like say, hey, I'm not going back on that. If you were one of those astronauts and you said, I don't feel like this is safe. How bad is that in the long run for your career? If you were to say, no, I don't think I want to ride back on that because I don't think it'll make it. That's a hard choice. And I don't know that it's ever been forced to call.
Yeah. You know, speaking up and speaking your mind, it can help you sometimes, but more often it hurts you. At least in my case, you know, I spoke up a lot. And
you were known for that. You were known for throwing a couple questions up.
Yeah. But, so as long as they knew all the details, right? As a commander, I would say, you better tell me every single thing you know, and you better include me in all the discussions because I have a vote. And our vote should count, but ultimately the astronauts work for the program. So if the program bosses say, okay, Clay, we're not going to do that. We heard you. We understand you. But here's the decision we're making. Then you have to kind of march with their decision. You know, it's not like you can be a true rebel and, well, we're going home tomorrow. We're going to open the hatch and get in and go, right? You can't do that sort of thing.
But I'll tell you, Clayton, and I mean this, like, you know, because we've had enough interviews together and I've read enough, you know, of your background. And yeah, you were that guy who questioned it, who led from the front. And I will tell you, if anybody gets in that situation, you're the guy that you want leading, the guy who asked the questions for the greater good, even if it takes a little bump on the nose over, man. You got to have a guy leading you who asks all the questions, demands to know all the answers.
Well, I agree, and I thank you for that. But you have to be ready to take the consequence.
That's right.
That's the only thing.
That's right. Listen, Clayton, I always appreciate you taking time to walk us through this because, man, I think there's a world watching what's happening, and I think the International Space Station is so important, and it's extra important for people to realize that, man, this isn't commonplace yet. This isn't like driving to work, you know, leaving the Earth's atmosphere, leaving just gravity, docking with a space station, getting home safely, human beings transferring in and out. It's so important that people don't become desensitized to it because it is, we're just learning, man. It's the very beginning of all of it.
Yep. Space flight's hard.
Yeah. But I always felt like that's what happened with those Apollo missions in the beginning is after the great moments, people lost interest like it was just commonplace then. And it really hurt the space program.
Yeah, NASA's pretty good at that, right? We make it look easy.
Yeah.
And when we make it look easy, people become complacent and they worry and then they bitch about their tax dollar. Well, we shouldn't be spending tax dollars on space. And all of that, I get all that, right? I'm a taxpayer too, and I understand the complacency. But until they see the details and get into the nitty gritty and are exposed to a Challenger or a Columbia or an Apollo 1 accident, they don't really get it, right?
Right.
And if something bad were to have happened with a Starliner return with two astronauts on board, you know, that's tough to overcome. It would be tough for NASA. It would be tough for Boeing. It would be tough for everyone. And so that's why they erred on the side of caution, and that's why we're at the point we're at. And you're right. We're just so early in this space exploration with humans path that folks need to understand that, right? It's not like they can get in their car and drive to Kansas City from Omaha and be safe, and they know their car is going to function, and they know they're going to be able to get gas, and they know that they're going to be able to get food and stop at a rest area and take naps or whatever it is, right? We're not there yet, and
well, dude,
hopefully we'll get there one day.
I hope Sonny and Butch get home safe. We learn a lot from this, but it's I'm waiting for the next great mission, and I keep coming up with another question. Last thing, what's the next great mission? What's the next big moment that we're looking at? Is it taking it back and landing on the moon again? Is it a further mission? What's the next one that you think will really grab everybody's attention again?
I think going back to the moon will grab everybody's attention depending on how it goes, because we're doing it differently. We're building a space station that's going to go around the moon, and the astronauts are going to go to that station. Then they're going to get in a vehicle and go down to the moon and live and work for a while and then come back. So I think it's way more complex than the early days. So I think that will be fascinating to see how it goes. But the other thing I would watch is Elon down in Texas building those big honking rockets that he's building. And he's very intent on pushing the envelope hard to get humans on their way to Mars. So The only question I have for him is how many toilets are in that bad boy, right? I want to know how many toilets are in there.
That's right.
And no one will answer that question, so they're afraid of astral clay, I think.
Anytime, man. You are so welcome here. And again, you know, if you get to Kansas City, dinners on us, anything. Because we just really appreciate you, Clayton.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I love talking to you guys.
Thanks, sir. Clayton Anderson, stay right there. Dude, the last of the real heroes, man. You're talking about the Sir Edmund Hillarys of the, you know, you want to call it the Christopher Columbus, the guys who went out and do stuff, like really, really do stuff, man.
Like, yeah, I always say this.
The Wright brothers. I mean, these are the ones, the guys, the last real, the real heroes, the guys risking everything. It's not just being the guy dumb enough to die. You got to be smart enough to live through this. You have to know how to make it happen.
Prepare.
And then you have to be able to risk everything. It's a special kind of human being. Listen, there's plenty of dummies in this world willing to die.
Oh, sure.
You know, but to these guys, these astronauts, these incredible intellects, these IQs that are so amazing, combined with a different kind of a human being of that level of bravery, of that level of curiosity, of that willingness to go out and see how far it's going to go. There's only a handful of them, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.